all across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Good day. I'm Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today here on Veterans Radio, and thanks for joining us. We've got some interesting stories for you. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web, veteransradio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to veteransradio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. And finally, PuroClean. PuroClean is the paramedics of property damage. It provides water damage remediation, flood water removal, fire and smoke damage remediation, mold removal, biohazard cleanup. It also has a focus on veteran franchisees. You can learn more about them by going to puroclean.com. Veterans Radio is spotlighting PuroClean franchisees. I'm Jim Fossone, one of the Veteran Radio hosts. PuroClean is a leader in property emergency services, helping families and businesses overcome the devastating setbacks caused by water, fire, mold, and other conditions resulting in property damage. These are independently owned franchisees who do whatever it takes to respond, restore, and rescue properties all in their own communities. PuroClean, known as the paramedics of property damage, provides water damage remediation, flood water removal, fire and smoke damage remediation, mold removal, and biohazard cleanup to commercial and residential customers. Today, we're going to talk to a father and son team that own a couple of PuroClean franchisees. Let's start. Steve Feldman, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
And Adam Feldman, welcome to Veterans Radio. We're catching you while you're driving away from a job.
Yep. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having us.
Well, it's a great opportunity to talk to a couple of veterans who are now in this business as a father and son team. Steve retired as a brigadier general from the U.S. Army Reserves. He's got an interesting history we'll get to. Adam spent, I believe, 9 years in the U.S. Army National Guard. You guys have a franchise in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Who first came up with this crazy idea of, hey, let's have a family business in this area of property damage remediation?
Yeah, that would be me, Jim.
Yeah, the son comes up with the crazy idea. How'd you talk your dad into it?
So my dad and I started a properties company about 5 years ago. We bought warehouses and leased them out. And then I own a moving company. And we had, in 2020, we had an inland hurricane in Iowa. It's called a derecho. So, like, basically, it was like 80-plus mile-per-hour winds for over an hour and took out about 70% of our trees in Cedar Rapids. Anyways, during that time, my moving company, we started getting a bunch of calls from restoration companies needing general labor. And that's kind of how the ball got rolling from there.
So, a lot of times businesses respond to the need, right? Here was a need. You needed a business to respond. Steve or Adam, who did the due diligence and how did you settle on PuroClean?
Well, my moving company, we went down to Hurricane Ian in 2022. And one of my managers at the time had a friend that started a PuroClean in Chicago, a suburb of Chicago. And that's kind of how we got, you know, interested in it and saw their trucks all over Florida and really liked the name, really liked the logo. The paramedics of property damage was awesome as like their slogan. So we just, you know, started, called their corporate and kind of just got the ball rolling from there.
And one of the things I would point out to our veteran radio listeners is that PuroClean, which you can find at puroclean.com, has a veteran's discount for the franchise fee, the initial fee, and something like 1 in 7 owners are veterans. So did you guys find it a veteran-friendly company to work with?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And as you went through this, you know, you both had military careers. You said you have a moving company. We had some property issues. But you didn't have any expertise in remediation. How did PuroClean Corporate educate you in that regards?
Yep. When we you know, got the ball rolling with PuroClean Corporate, we had, I think it was what, Dad, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Of initial, like, basically in processing, going through all the administrative side of things. And then we actually had a water training class for a week at PuroClean Corporate headquarters. So they took us through, you know, hey, this house flooded. These are the steps you have to take to get it dried out. All the, you know, moisture readings, everything that it takes to get a trucker dried out. So they really set you up for success, you know, if you are trying to, if you don't know a lot about the industry.
Right. I mean, you got to get educated somehow and then gain the experience. Now, this is a silly question because I just learned what you closed on today in West Des Moines, Iowa. But would you recommend PuroClean to other veterans who are thinking about, hey, maybe that's a business area I ought to explore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. There's, you know, as it goes on and you get more successful and more successful, there's, you help out people and there's a lot of money to be made in this industry.
Well, I say it's a silly question for Adam and Steve Feldman because I just learned before we started talking that you started your second franchise, PuroClean franchise. Today, you started the one in Cedar Rapids in 2022, but here in 2025, you're now moving forward with the second location in West Des Moines. Again, tell us kind of what generated that, Adam.
So we started out, my dad and I are from Cedar Rapids. So obviously we knew a lot of people here and, you know, had a lot of decent amount of connections. And then Des Moines is the capital of Iowa. And that was one of our goals when we initially bought Cedar Rapids, where we want another location, you know, and it's just, we worked hard in Cedar Rapids and finally secured West Des Moines.
Well, it's a great example of how the business can grow with a PuroClean franchise. But let me move to another topic, if you will. Steve, as a guy who spent, I didn't add up all the years, but I don't know, 30, 40 years, 35 years in the military. Yep. Give us a little rundown of what your career was like.
Well, when I graduated from high school, I joined the Marine Corps, 1973, draft had just ended, and the all-volunteer military started January 1st. February, I enlisted in the Marine Corps, and then went to boot camp as soon as I graduated, and spent 4 years active duty in the Marine Corps, and then I went joined the Marine Corps Reserve. At the time, the Marine Corps Reserve was really short on personnel, so if you had been a sergeant for a year, they promoted you to staff sergeant. So I made staff sergeant in the Marine Corps, and the funny thing is I was going to college at the same time, and I had a company commander tell me to either make up my mind I was either a Marine or a student. So I went to the Iowa National Guard.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, and they said, yeah, we'll take you as a student. So then I, because of my Marine Corps experience and leadership capabilities, they persuaded me to go to Officer Candidate School, which I did in 84, and graduated as a second lieutenant. And then, worked my way up through company command, battalion command, staff jobs, and got selected for the National War College in Washington, D.C. For a year of study to make general. Then I got promoted to colonel while I was shortly after I graduated from the War College, and then went to the Army Reserve. And Army Reserve, I was a brigade commander and a chief of staff for a unit in Korea, and then got deployed to Afghanistan, and from Afghanistan came back to Rock Island, and then to Haiti after the earthquake, where I was the commanding general for Army Material Command Forward, and then then I was put in charge of a program called LogCap, which I had 64,000 civilian contractors that provided all the base support, life support for soldiers overseas in combat zones. And then my last job was getting everything, I was assigned to Kuwait, and getting everything out of Iraq back to the States or to Afghanistan or depots or destroyed.
Well, we talked offline a little bit about a fascinating, never kind of a straight line career, but a wonderful career. Adam, as you're seeing all this develop and you spend time in the Army National Guard, at what point did you think, oh yeah, going into business with my dad's a really good idea? Man, I can hear fathers and sons just screaming at each other at the moment over the radio.
it's funny you say that, because we worked through it, but yeah, once my dad retired, and he was down in Florida, he likes staying busy. He doesn't like a lot of downtime. One of my dad's quotes to me is, he'll die working.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. He works harder than, my 18-year-old technicians sometimes. So, or most times. But we started a properties company and started growing that. And then, kind of worked well. And then when I had the brilliant idea of, buying a PuroClean franchise, he was all about it.
Because you've both had independent businesses, maybe in different fields, not in the remediation field like PuroClean. Can you react a little bit, Adam, to what's the difference between being an independent business owner and being a PuroClean franchisee?
Yeah, with PuroClean, they really set us up for success with the processes that they already have in place. You come in, they basically, they built our website, all our Google, Facebook, Instagram, all our social medias. One of the biggest things we got out of this was, when you buy a PuroClean franchise, you get put into their insurance network. So as long as you're in the network, you get jobs sent to you from insurance carriers. That was a big selling point for us. And then just all the staff they have at corporate are wonderful to work with. Any questions we ever have, they're very helpful and point us in the right direction.
And that's the key. They provide the mentorship to the franchisees owners if you have questions, because most people don't really have a firm idea what's going to entail and what's it going to take. But I had a background after I got out of the military and retired from the police department. I started flipping houses, so I knew how to do the demolition, how to do reconstruction, electrical, plumbing, and all that stuff. So that really helped as well when we made the decision to go into this business.
So how much of the business that you do currently, and Adam, maybe you can answer this, is because of all of those contacts you had organically developed in the other businesses, whether it was the moving company, the flipping the houses, versus now the business really comes in because of the remediation services and the brand name and, as you say, the insurance network. Is it all, more one than the other? What's the transition like?
Yeah, it's. I would probably say 85% is from PuroClean, and 15% is from, you know, just people we know and things like that. So, just, you know, with all the insurance network that they have, and then, you know, everything they provide for support. I assume
that's what makes you comfortable saying we're going to go over to Des Moines and replicate our success because we know we have this PuroClean support of work that will show up.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited. We don't know where we're going to open up number three at yet.
Oh, look at you already counting number three. Is this breaking news, Steve? Is he letting us know and you know there's another one in the near future?
Well, you know, PuroClean makes it awful advantageous to us as veterans. You know, they give us a huge discount on the first franchise. We got a huge discount on the second franchise. So they really reward their veterans, veteran owners. So if I were going to do this all over again, I would definitely choose PuroClean.
You know, this is a labor-intensive business, right? And you are dealing with important health issues from, you know, mold, biohazard, and smoke damage. Where's your workforce coming from? Do you have a workforce that as business grows that can grow with it?
Yep, absolutely. We have currently four technicians that are WRT, water trained, mold trained, and then what helps us a lot is if we get some large commercial projects or large homes. Anywhere from, you know, water damage, fire, mold. We pull a lot of most of my movers from my moving company over, and they have experience with demolition and setting equipment up, containment up. So we're lucky when it comes to that. We don't have to hire too much temp labor.
You've got flexibility in the labor force, but you mentioned both commercial and residential customers for your PuroClean franchise, but maybe broaden this out to typical. Is PuroClean primarily working in the residential space, or is it commercial? Or what's the mix?
You know, in our area, we're probably 75% residential and 25% commercial, I would say. My dad, he secured a decent amount of commercial carpet cleaning to kind of get our foot in the door. And that's been helpful with us getting, you know, commercial water damage, fire damage, things like that.
It's about building relationships with people in the community. That's where you get word of mouth. And you know, if you do a good job and you do a little extra for them, Adam always tells people, I wonder what Dad did for free today for people, because I will, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I like helping people. So, if, you know, I went into a house one time and the gal, his dryer door was the wrong way, you know, and I says, do you like that? She goes, no, I hate it. I said, you want me to turn it around for you? So I turned her door around and she just, you know. But I like to do things for people for free and just to, you know, it's a good thing to do.
Well, and it, as you say, it builds relationships. She's talking about that with all her neighbors, believe me. And even though that's non-ROI, no return on investment, and it probably drives Adam crazy, believe me, I've got a retired brigadier general who does the same thing all the time. there is a return on that kind of investment back into the community, isn't there, Adam?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I think one of the things...
My dad was trimming branches for a lady out back, but he told me, he's like, Adam, this isn't PuroClean. I'm doing it on my own. That's fine.
Tell him, get off the ladder. I don't want you up on that ladder. So,
yeah.
As other veterans are looking at this and saying, well, I don't know if I've got the skill set, and I don't know what in my military background necessarily gives me that skill set to be a PuroClean franchisee, can you react to that concern that I think a lot of people probably have to get over? How do you get through that concern about, do I have the skill set to do this?
You know, the great thing about, you know, when we first found out about PuroClean, they hooked me up with a bunch of different owners. So people that have been in the industry for a year, new franchisees that have been in for 6 months, all the way up to people that have been doing this for 10 years. So I got to talk to them a lot, you know, during the initial process and seeing if it was a right fit for us. We went and shadowed for a couple of days at a PuroClean before we decided to buy. And then, you know, once we did, the great thing about PuroClean is it's the culture is, you know, work together. So a lot of these other restoration companies, it's very cutthroat, and PuroClean, the culture is work together. And it has been. So any questions we ever have, you know, we can call an owner, you know, out of Chicago or an owner out of St. Louis and pick their brain and see if they can offer any solutions, you know, to a problem we're having. So I think that's probably the best thing. If you don't know a lot about the industry, you can learn it. You definitely can learn it. And with military background and discipline and all that, you're set up for success.
Well, I really do appreciate the time that Steve and Adam Feldman have given us here on Veterans Radio to talk about being PuroClean franchisees. As I mentioned earlier, they got their first one in 2022 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They're now opening a second one in West Des Moines, Iowa. Guys, I really appreciate the time and wish you nothing but success on this second endeavor. And I look forward to hearing about the third one, Adam.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the time.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows
by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org. We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, Legal Help for Veterans, a veterans disability law firm and with a national practice before the VA, can help you on your claims and your appeals. It can be reached at legalhelpforveterans.com or 1-800-693-4800. And PuroClean, a leader in property emergency services. It's the paramedics of property damage, providing water damage remediation, flood water removal, fire and smoke damage remediation, mold and biohazard cleanups. You can reach them at puroclean.com or 800-775-7876. We also want to thank our local sponsors. This would include the Charles S. Kettles chapter of the Vietnam Veterans of America. That's chapter 310. VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423, the American Legion Irwin Preskin Post 46 in Ann Arbor as well, the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System, and certainly the National Vietnam Veterans of America Association. You can be a sponsor by going to veteransradio.org, clicking on the About Us and our sponsors, and help us out. Keep this program alive for the 21 and 22 years. Keep us going for another 20. Thank you.